Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and best-selling author. First up, I want to apologize that I haven't done a show in 2 or 3 weeks. But as you can tell from my voice, I'm still not totally back to quote-unquote normal. I had that terrible, horrible, deep cough down my belly, and I'm just finally getting back on my feet. So that's the only thing that I got. Otherwise, I'm as healthy as a horse and feeling fabulous, but that cough really wore me out. So I had a lot of time to think about certain things that annoy me, that I don't understand why people are not a little bit more respectful. And I want to be very specific here and talk about driving mountain roads, safety, rules, snow, ice, and whatever else there is. So, as you guys probably know by now, I do have a duplex up in the mountains, and my daughter lives up there in my house. And so, of course, I keep track of everything, and I love to go up almost every week just to see my daughter and to be in the mountains, fresh air, clean air, you know, great, wonderful, white, fluffy snow, which is coming way too late, but I guess we still can use it. So let me ask you, what is your first thought when you hear the word snow? What does it depend on your age? Does it depend on your upbringing? Does it depend on your financial situation? Does it depend on your mental situation, on your physical situation? What comes to mind when you hear the word snow? Well, I know from many people, they think about skiing, skateboarding, sledding, walking, making snow angels, and whatnot. I mean, I grew up in Switzerland in snow all the time, and so I still love it, though I'm quite a few decades older. I want to get back to the health in my joints and everything else that I can go snow skiing again. And so I feel all my younger friends who love to go, but there's the big but. What do you need to do to prepare for a successful outing? And what I do, and I know I'm an example, I'm looked at as an example, I'm leading by example, and I would like more people to follow my example. That is, when you make a decision or when you have that notion that you want to go up in the snow and go enjoy yourself, fantastic. I'm not saying don't do it. However, what I do say is prepare for it. Prepare to have it a most wonderful, successful trip. And the way you can prepare are different ways. The first one I want to say is, because I'm most familiar with that one, there are 3 ways where you can actually check the road conditions to see if the roads are open or if they're closed due to mudslides, rock slides, flooding, avalanches, you name it. It's all listed. The first one is, and I could not hyperlink them, but I wrote the links in there so you can copy and paste them. https://kbhr993.com/big-bear/roads. And so that gives you the things, and that's the K-Bear. And it's quite interesting because it gives on the front page already, it says K-Bear road conditions. Click here to find your PWAG dealers. Okay. State Route 18, Big Bear Lake to Running Springs, closed between Big Bear Dam and Green Valley Lake due to damage to the road. Projected reopening 3/4/19. So don't think you can go up 18 because you can't. You can only go the 3/30 till you hit Running Springs, and then you either have to see which other route you can take into Big Bear or go down and take a different route. It says State Route 38, Big Bear City to Redlands, is open, but chains are required. It's an R3. So look at the R0, R1, R2, R3. And it says all vehicles, no exceptions. That means even 4x4s or all-wheel drives with snow tires need chains. Make sure you take heed on those warnings. And State Route 18, Big Bear City to Lucerne Valley, that's the backside, is open, but chains are required. R2, that means for anything but all-wheel drives with no tires, they don't need to have chains. So that's one. Then the other one is Caltrans road conditions. And when you do that, and the website is www.dot.ca.gov, and it gives you mountain highways, and at the very bottom is Los Angeles and San Bernardino and the Inland Empire, and all the state routes are listed. Click on them and it will give you the safety things for the routes. And then we have the Big Bear Grizzly, which is www.bigbeargrizzly.net, which has everything on it too, and it even shows a couple of pictures. And it does say also that 18 and 38 are still closed due to main damage. So it's just the one open through Lucerne Valley. So make sure you prepare. Another thing is, do you know why there are wolves driving up and down the mountain? It says in the handbooks, and many people have no clue, and it's time to refresh or take a mountain driving course with the DMV. It says if you have three behind you, that means you drive too slowly. Go to the next turnout and let the cars go before you go back on the road. This way, you can use safe driving skills and you don't feel rushed and cause an accident and slow everybody else down. There are people like us and the locals who live up there who drive this distance daily, several times a week. We know what we're doing. So there is nothing more infuriating than having somebody who doesn't know what they're doing insisting they need to stay on the road. That's why they made the turnouts. Please heed your own safety. Make sure you don't get pushed, because some of these locals who know the thing, who have four-wheel or all-wheel drives, who have winter tires, who are driving it all the time, they get really, really frustrated when they have to be behind somebody who goes 10, 15 miles per hour in a 25 to 30 mile per hour zone. Remember, time is money. Time is safety. And for you to respect the rules and go by them and help others to be safe, that makes a huge difference. Also, when you're not used to driving in snow and ice, use the turnouts even more so, especially if you need to put chains on. Do not do it on the street, because that causes major problems. Take the next turnout, park your car, shut off the engine, and put the chains on there. I know that I think on the 15th, on 38, on the front side, before all the other damage happened, 300 cars got stuck on the 38 towards Big Bear. because people did not know how to drive. They put their chains on in the middle of the road. They slowed down everybody else. When you're on a steep incline and you don't have chains on, you cannot start the mountain again, so you're stuck. So not even Caltrans and the police could help out. So 300 vehicles were stuck on the road overnight because of people who are stubborn, who don't want to be safe, who don't have sleeping bags, warm blankets, food, water in their car to be safe if something like that happens, flashlights, whatever it takes, because 38 and 18 are not lit, so you can't see anything. And that's why it is so important to know when you're driving, to know how good a driver you are, and then divide that by 10 because of everybody else around you who doesn't know how to drive, and take extra time into consideration and don't do anything that is not safe. So that's what I want to really stress, because there are these guidelines on those three websites that I gave you that you can highlight, copy and paste into the URL and get the information and save it under your favorites. Just always be prepared. Don't go in a rush, in a whim, not being prepared. When you don't have enough to drink, you dehydrate quickly in that time of weather, in that type of weather. When you don't have any food, you get cold faster. So, of course, you want to take food that you can eat cold, or you have a soup in a thermos or something that works for you, that's safe, that doesn't spill, that doesn't injure anybody. Really, really think about it. I route weekly, but due to me being sick and due to the weather conditions, I have not gone up there in 3 weeks. And all I get is my friends from up there, their updates. It takes them 3 hours to get across Big Bear when it normally takes 30 minutes to 45 minutes, 3 hours. So many accidents for people who have no clue how to drive in snow or ice. You don't slam on the brakes. That spins you out. You need to know how to shift down. Even automatic cars, you can actually shift down into the D2, D1. And sometimes they have even more gears to shift down, so you don't have to put on the brakes. And when the engine does the shifting, then you don't spin out. So those are all things to consider. Please, don't just think about yourself. Think about everybody around you. Choose, plan, prepare, dot the I, and then decide whether or not it's safe. Do not endanger yourself or anybody else. I know Big Bear is not the only area. I read about Mammoth and some other areas. And oh, one more thing, going up and down to Big Bear once 18 and 38 on the other side are open, especially 18 has 3 ski slopes. And the problem there is, if you want to go down the mountain when the skis, the slopes close down, it takes you 4 hours. It's ridiculous because the people from the slope pull in front of everybody and they pull out into the driveway, slowing everybody else down, causing unsafe areas. Make sure you go before they're going or way after. Know your sight. If you have night blindness, don't go down when it's dark and you can't see the black ice or anything. And of course, there is usually only ice in areas where it was wet and then it gets freezing, or where there's super high winds and it gets frozen, or when it was wet and it gets frozen. So when the temperatures are above 34, 35, there should not be any ice except in minor dark areas. So take that into consideration. Always plan for the worst and hope for the best. That is the important thing. And just because it's a three-day weekend like last weekend was, does not mean that everybody has to drive up there then. Spread it out. Make sure you can make arrangements that you can have extra time to get up there. And again, check your route first with Caltrans, Big Bear Grizzly. And what was the other one that I said? It was https://kbhr939.com. So those are the three. Use them for your information so you can actually plan accordingly. What would you have done had you been one of the 300 cars stuck on the road overnight? No lights, no food, no drinks, no warm blankets, no sleeping bags, no nothing. Or were you one of the ones who was totally prepared and was willing to take that risk? That is my question. So since this is the first time I've been talking so much with my voice, I think I said everything I need to do. So it says here, Highway 18 from the high desert is open with no restrictions. That's the back one. So choose the correct way to go that you can make it up and still be prepared. Never go on the road in a winter without chains. Even if you have a four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive, make sure you have them with you and you can get to them. You never know. I wish all of you a wonderful week, a safe and amazing weekend. Enjoy the snow to its fullest, but to its safest. And don't drive unless you know what's happening. And please use the turnouts. Next week, I'm going to have a most amazing guest speaker, and I will be posting it soon so you guys can prepare for it and maybe even call in. And I will write down the guest call-in number so you guys can call in and ask questions of my guest. Anyway, just wanted to give you a hands up so you know something special is about to happen. And that's for next. I wish you all the best. Keep safe. Keep warm, keep dry. If you want to be on the show, let me know. Contact me at dythompson@gmail.com and put down Blog Talk Radio and, like, for example, 2/21/2019 or something. And then you can say interested in show or feedback or something just so I know what it's all about. And then I can prep to respond to you. Or you can text or voicemail me at 562-335-4956. And I say text or voicemail because I don't answer the phone unless it's a scheduled phone call and I know who's on the other line, on the other side of the phone. So, but with texts and emails, I will get back to you as long as I know who it is and what it's about. All right. Blessings to everybody. Keep warm and safe, and make sure that you are not causing an incident, that you are not involved in one, but that you can make it happy and safe, and that everything turns out for its best. Best of health, and I wish you all a wonderful day. Take care. Till next week. Bye-bye.